Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the GovTransformer podcast series. Today we're speaking with Aaron Kornfeld, who is the Group Vice President of Sales Engineering for Oracle Public Sector, as well as Jeff Green, who is the Vice President of Business Development for Oracle Business Sector. And these gentlemen have been kind enough to spend some time with us today to discuss key trends in government IT, as well as insights on both the Oracle on Oracle story, as well as we'll have some discussions about Oracle storage solutions as well. And Aaron and Jeff, how are you both doing today?
Doing great, Matt. Thanks a lot for asking.
Excellent. That's great. Good deal. Awesome. Well, let's jump right in. I think we're going to start off on a high level today, and let's start off with your backgrounds. And, you know, just a chance to hear, for our listeners to hear a little bit more about yourselves, and I know you guys have some interesting stories to tell.
Hi, this is Aaron Kornfeld, and I'm Group Vice President of Oracle Sales Engineering, as you said earlier, and I'm really happy to be here today. You know, really in my role, I deal with public sector customers in both the federal and state and local marketplace and in all different sorts of capacities with our applications and our technology. You know, I'm super lucky in that I've got all of the really super smart folks who know Oracle products and Oracle solutions inside and out and get to work with customers on a daily basis. So, you know, really as a result of that, I see a lot of our customers, how they use our products and how they combine them with other products and what they do good and what they do bad. And the great thing about our products is that our products are really used in some of the most mission-critical systems in the world, whether we're talking about defense, world banking systems, or other big public-facing systems. Oracle stuff is all over those. And, you know, sometimes we get involved when customers are doing well, and sometimes we get involved when customers are having some issues. And oftentimes they're having those issues because their systems are too complex, they haven't been maintained over the years, or they haven't followed some of the best practices. So we're really dedicated to the success of all of our customers. And, you know, we've got some great solutions that can help make our customers' IT simple, make it more maintainable, and make it better performing in the long run. And, you know, I think it's going to be really exciting today to talk about some of those things.
Aaron, thanks for that background. And Jeff, would like to hear a little bit more about your background as well.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm really excited to be here today. And as Aaron mentioned, here in public sector, I think we see all sorts of different clients across all mission-critical functions here in public sector and government. And my background, I spent about 10 years as a federal employee, principally on the civilian side in places like HUD and the Small Business Administration, and sort of grew up during some of the hurricane recovery responses here over the last 10 or so years. And have spent some time on the services side out there in the private sector as well. So, you know, it's really a thrill, as Aaron said, to be here in the public sector side of Oracle, helping our customers, some who have been, you know, as long-standing as 25-year customers here with Oracle, help them innovate and sort of get to the next rung on the ladder from a mission perspective. So really enjoy the work we do here and really thrilled to be here with you today discussing.
That's great, and thank you, both. This is the perfect setup for our next question. You know, Oracle is certainly a powerhouse player in the government IT sector, and I think you're in the perfect spot to help government deal with some of the significant trends that are happening these days. So let's start there, and tell us what high-level trends are happening in government these days. And maybe we'll start with Aaron on that, and then we can kick it to Jeff.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Matt. So, yeah, I mean, you know, this is really an exciting time to be in government and to be working with IT. There's lots of things that are changing the marketplace, whether we're talking about the cloud or mobility or big data or all of those pieces. I want to talk about just a couple that I think focus more in on the markets that we serve, and then I'm sure we'll go into these in more detail later on. So, you know, first of all, it's all about the applications and functionality. How can government do things as quickly as possible and as inexpensively as possible? You know, at the end of the day, how can they do more with less? And that's really all about the second trend that we see. And that second trend is about, you know, a move to the cloud, and specifically a move towards a service orientation. IT is expected to provide more and more of their work as a service, essentially a cloud. And in some cases, it's in the public cloud. And in many other cases, especially for our customers in public sector, it's in the private cloud, because their mission is really unique and really different and has lots of other requirements. And then thirdly, you know, how can they do all of this in a more secure, more effective, easier to maintain manner? If you look at the public sector these days, you know, the truth is the public sector is aging. More and more of the workforce is retiring. So how can we keep our systems as simple as possible, reduce the maintenance, and reduce the burden in keeping everything up to date? And like I mentioned in the intro, you know, keeping systems up to date is a key to keeping them working effectively over the long term. And that's something that, you know, has been very challenging for customers that we work with recently. Jeff?
Yeah, just to add to what Aaron's saying, I mean, I remember the days where...
Great advice there. Yeah, Jeff, love to hear from you.
Yeah, you know, I remember the days back when getting a gold star meant figuring out how to save a little bit of money or just to improve process and mission just a bit. And I think these days, that is completely... what's required from an ROI perspective in order to get a business case approved inside of an agency. So when you're investing with Oracle, when you're working with Oracle, all our business cases are really focused these days on cost takeout strategies and mission performance strategies, where all these emerging trends from a technology perspective, as Aaron laid out, really have to be foundationally set up in a business case where an executive inside government, inside the public sector, can go convince up the chain that by moving to the next innovation, that next rung on the ladder from an innovation perspective, there's going to be a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5x improvement in mission performance, as well as a 2 or 3x minimization of cost. And so that really positions us in a unique fashion to have so much going on that we can help our customers and work with them on shaping investment that performs not only cost takeout, but also allows for mission performance in the same approach. So it positions us uniquely to work with customers as they're moving, as Aaron described, into some of those next facets from a technology perspective, where the marketplace is going and where they need to go, you know, broadly across an enterprise.
Great. Great insights there. And that's the perfect segue to our next question, which is really about the Oracle on Oracle story. And tell us why using both Oracle hardware and software today is ideal for federal agencies. And once again, maybe we'll start with Aaron and then kick it over to Jeff.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, so we have a lot of federal agencies who are using Oracle applications. You know, whether we're talking about eBusiness Suite, PeopleSoft, Siebel, or some of our just plain Oracle technologies like the Oracle Database or Oracle Fusion Middleware and WebLogic and those sorts of things. And when we say Oracle on Oracle, what we're really talking about is running Oracle software on Oracle hardware. And basically, we've built these systems that we call engineered systems. For example, you may have heard of Exadata or Exalogic. And these are systems that are built from the ground up to be all about database or applications or middleware and how those pieces, how the hardware and the software work together. Oracle on Oracle is really compelling because we don't just optimize, we don't just make sure it's compatible, we actually engineer the hardware components along with the software components. They're engineered from the start to actually work together. So what that means is that you get unique features specific to the applications, which frankly you just can't get with any other platform. So for example, with Exadata, which is our database machine, we have features like Smart Scan, which allow the storage to actually execute parts of the database queries inside of it. Or we have application-specific functionality in PeopleSoft, like in-memory financial positions analyzer, which only works on our Exalogic platform because we intimately know the hardware and the software, and we can make those things work better together. Second, the Oracle on Oracle message and these engineered systems are all about a platform which can be implemented super fast. at one high profile customer last year, where they were having some issues with their existing systems. We literally unboxed the engineered system Exadata on a Monday, and by Thursday we had migrated all the data and were live, including the cutover. So, I mean, that in itself these days, from, you know, what I call from doc to data to live in 4 days is really unbelievable. And, you know, last of all, engineered systems are we believe, the way of the future, because we can ease the maintenance process by providing, you know, essentially a one button, a single patch process that patches all of the elements from the stack together, from the storage to the compute to the network to the database for itself, for example, all engineered and proven out in our factories to work together by Oracle, something that then our customers don't have to do. And again, with our customers having fewer and fewer resources, less and less time to be able to do all this testing, if we can give them something that they know is going to work out of the box, and frankly is exactly the same as all the other customers around the world are running, then that's going to save them time. It's going to give them incentive to keep their systems up to date and not have to spend as much time maintaining them. And ultimately, it's going to lower their cost and lower the risk and allow them to make to get that mission done in a more effective way.
You know, just picking up where Aaron left off there too, you know, I just think it's a comfort level thing for an executive in public sector to know that, and I think that the term one throat to choke is somewhat overused, but by the same token, I mean, you heard our public sector CTO just say it, which is, it's just minimizing risk for customers where they know who to go to when issues arise or where opportunities occur to really handle a situation that, you know, that's occurring and just nip that in the bud and move on to the next thing. And I think we all know in this business that if you're dealing with issues on a regular basis that are just going to fill up your inbox, it's going to take away either just daylight or even just, in some respects, courage or that interest in innovating to the next rung on the ladder for whatever that represents in your mission. And Oracle on Oracle, I mean, as Aaron said, these are our apps, engineered systems where hardware and software are working together. It's sort of optimization 2.0 in the sense that there are just things you would expect a company like Oracle to have an answer at the engineered systems level to ensure that apps can run and run on rocket fuel in a way that frankly other providers can't do, because with $5 billion in R&D and 400,000 customers worldwide and use cases rolling off the production line day over day, we're the right ones to tackle this challenge for customers up and down that stack. And so, again, when you can come back to home base on those things, it just gives a greater level of comfort that you can step out and innovate to the next level. And we see that with our customers, and that's why we've had such success, and that's why we're so interested in continuing day by day to work with our customers to sort of help them innovate to the next level.
Outstanding. Great response. We would like to thank Aaron Kornfeld and Jeff Green of Oracle Public Sector for sharing their insights with us today. And stay tuned for the second part of this podcast, where we explore the misconceptions about vendor lock-in and discuss Oracle storage solutions.